According to the Affordable Care Act, the Department of Health and Human Services is supposed to open the congressionally mandated Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation at the beginning of next year. Dr. Mark McClellan heads up the Engelberg Center for Healthcare Reform at the Brookings Institution.
The CMI is supposed to be up and running in January 2011, and has funding of $10 billion over the 2011 to 2019 period to fund and test innovative payment and delivery reform models, coupled with the flexibility given to the Secretary of HHS under the Affordable Care Act to expand successful models. This has a lot of potential for influencing the healthcare system, but obviously compelling evidence would make that job a lot easier.
The CMI and its mission as the driver of innovation in healthcare reform is something close to Dr. McClellan. Before joining Brookings, McClellan himself was former administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services at HHS during the Bush 43 administration. Yesterday, the Engelberg Center sponsored a midday forum to offer a progress report on the effort to establish the CMI at HHS. Dr. Don Berwick, McClellan's current-day successor as CMS administrator, says the new center is driven by what experts in the healthcare field call the principles of triple aim.
Safety. That means not harming people when they're in our hands in care. Effectiveness, which is essentially aligning care with the best known knowledge, the best science, so that we guarantee to patients the benefit of the care that can help them and do not subject them at their own risk to care that cannot help them. The third aim is patient-centeredness. Refers really to control. It has to do with offering people in care and their loved ones a chance to really control what happens to them. To make the choices that they care about, to have respect for the diversity, individuality in care.
Other planks include timeliness, efficiency, and equity, or the elimination of racial and economic barriers to healthcare delivery. Most important, though, Berwick says it's vital that innovation in healthcare drive down the already high cost of keeping people healthy.
It's reduction of cost without harming a hair on anyone's head. No one gets harmed. No patient, no community, no loved one. It is about the reduction of costs through improvement, and that's the modern view of approach to that aim.
The CMI is the focus of many constituencies eager to have their points of view reflected in the work of the new agency. Alan Korn is with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, representing one of the largest providers of health care insurance.
And the first thing we do is we make care safe. An attribute of every accountable care organization, however it defines itself, needs to be chasing zero defects. It's time.
Polly Bednash with the American Association of Colleges of Nursing says the CMI must reflect the priorities of frontline healthcare professionals, including nurses.
Any proposed innovation designs must include specific indications about how a team of health professionals will be incorporated in the innovation, with clear indications of how the organization of care will look at the fullest use of the various health professionals who are on the team.
Jeffrey Kang is chief medical officer with Cigna Corporation, another large health insurance company. Kang is also former chief medical officer with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He says it's important that any health care payment innovations from the CMI be measurable for their impact.
As payers, if Medicaid, Medicare, and commercial payers all agree to the same metrics for success, then regardless of who's paying the bills, the delivery system will have a consistent signal from everyone. And I think that everyone is in agreement that that is a very important thing that we need federal leadership in.
With less than 4 months to go before it opens its doors, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation will be shaped by officials like Farzad Mostashari with the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Policy at HHS. He says while details of how the new office will work are still being hashed out, he can talk about the big picture of what's ahead.
Be bold in the vision, but with an on-ramp. And there's going to be this tension with, I think you already heard, speed, which means you go with people that are already doing this well, you go with measures that are already out there, right? The need for speed versus the need for real innovation, disruption. And, you know, I think there has to be both. And how you manage that tension, you know? Make it bold, but make it achievable. That's a real inherent tension And in some ways, we manage that by having a transition period where you go start with what you can do today, but very clearly lay out where we want to go.
Put another way, Most Ashari says that if the health care reform law is a trampoline, he thinks of the CMI as the fabric of that trampoline for jumpstarting all the priorities of health care reform. At the Brookings Institution, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.